Hello, Kevin?
Yeah.
Hi, Kevin. Happy Friday. My name's Nadine Medina. How are you?
Okay.
Glad to hear that.
Oh,
no. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst pain ever. Aw.
Yeah.
So I won't be too long, okay, because I know you don't feel good. I believe that you've been speaking here with Oscar, my representative, and he was going over the basics of the program. I'm grabbing some notes that he did send over to me, and I'm just taking a look at them now. So you're typically from Roseville, going about a 40-mile radius, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And that would be for both residential and commercial, is what he noted here. It looks like, so as far as like with the flooring, you do carpet repairs, that's restretching as well, rip stains, seams.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I don't do new installs, and I don't do cleaning.
Okay.
Okay. Repair.
So for the carpet, it's just the repairs and restretching, not any type of installation. Now, what about when it pertains to like hardwood, tile, or vinyl? Do you provide that installation service?
Generally, I'm kind of staying away with that for right now because I'm just trying to get into repairs and see how that goes.
Okay. Okay. And I do see, are you veteran owned? I noticed it stated that on your home advisor. Andrew Sleet's listing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for your service. What branch?
And the Marines. That was like 25 years ago.
Wow. Well, thank you again for your service. It is greatly appreciated. Here, as I'm taking a look now, is Home Advisor a fairly new listing? Did you recently sign up with them?
Yeah. I think within the past 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Have they started sending you like any leads yet or too soon to tell?
Yeah. I've been starting to get quite a few.
Awesome. How has the process been?
It's okay. It's just the way that they kind of do it. When I try and contact the lead, they give me an extension, so I don't actually get the phone number of the person unless they put it down. So I like to just call directly the person and communicate with them, and it kind of seems like it's difficult to just get right to them.
Okay.
I can send like an email or something like that if they put their email down, but then it doesn't seem to be as direct. That's the only...
Yeah.
I just wish that they would have the actual phone number of the person who...
Instead of the lead. Got it.
Instead of the lead phone number, because that's part of their, I guess that's part of their system, is that
it's
the same
process.
Phone number, and then there's an extension, and then I call that,
but it's not like the direct call. Like the actual direct number. Okay, so
it's also a little more expensive than I thought it was going to be.
Really? What
like,
are you typically
you know,
spending? $45 per lead?
$35.
$35?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you add in gas, money, and all that kind of stuff, because
it adds up.
my job, typically, I have a minimum charge of $150. You know, typically I'm in and out within a couple of hours. And so.
Oh, okay.
That eats up, that's a fair percentage of the money I'm making on it. So I'm kind of iffy about it, but we'll see.
Okay. So. What I'm thinking, and you don't have, like, you don't by chance have a Facebook page for the business, correct? I didn't think I saw one. Okay. That's okay. Here's what I'm thinking,
unless
Kevin. I'm sorry?
I was just going to say that when I first, because I'm still trying to figure out the way Angie Lead, let's call it Angie Lead.
Yeah, it's Home Advisor powered by Angie's Leads. It used to be Home Advisor and Angie's Leads were two separate entities, but recently Angie's took over Home Advisor. So what they create for you they create what's called a profile page on their directory, right? I'm thinking, you know, that the package that would be most beneficial for you, because we offer several packages, but my job is to get you the one, match you up with the one that's going to get you the best return on your investment, right? I'm thinking going with our local only package, okay? The local only package is actually going to run you $199 a month, okay? It is with a 2-month verbal commitment, but you're paying monthly. Now, what that would include, Kevin, is listing you on the first page of Google in the local map section. So anytime when someone does a search on Google in need of your services, we make sure that your company comes up as an option there on the first page. Now, with the local only package, just to be very transparent with you, I know you go up to 40 miles, but the local only is going to target in your zip code and about 20 miles around you. Okay, I would suggest starting with that package to kind of get your
Hello?
Hello, Kevin.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, you're breaking out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? Oh, okay. I was mentioning that we would also create content for you on Bing. And then what we do is we submit you to popular directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, which are just to name a few. And then what I would also do, Kevin, is at no additional cost, I would include a website for you. And the website that we build, it is Google compliant. It's mobile friendly. So that way we can showcase, you know, some photos, whether if you have pictures or we could use stock photos. We write like a biography about your business, and then we'll attach it where we list your company. And then we include as well covering the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and then we'll give you that exposure as well on mobile devices. That would include covering iPhones, Androids, and tablets, pretty much covering all of your bases. What do you think so far?
It all, I guess, I don't have the data on how many people search.
If I do a search right now, if I looked up just to kind of see, let me do this. I'm going to see if someone, like, I'm going to put in for carpet repairs, right? That could be someone looking for restretching. Maybe there's a tear in their carpet. Any type of carpet repair. When I do that search, when I put that into the Google Analytics, okay, what it shows me, and this was in the last 30 days, okay, so keep that in mind, that it actually shows me that there was 897 searches that were done, okay, in the last 30 days, 897, there within your area. So now that doesn't mean that you would get that many phone calls, because to be quite honest, I think I would go crazy if my phone rang that much, right? But even if you capitalize, let's say on 10% of those searches, Kevin, that they were phone calls for you, right? I mean, I'm sure that once they have you on the phone and, you know, you speak with them, you sound very genuine. I think you wouldn't have a problem landing at the very least 2, maybe even 3 jobs. But you got to be an option, right, for people to call.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and is there a contract that I would need to sign for a certain number of months?
No, what it is I will be very transparent. So we ask, it's called a 2-month verbal commitment. We're not asking you to pay the 2 months up front. And the reason that we ask for that, Kevin, is because I want to be transparent. This is not going to happen overnight, right? We don't have a Google light switch. Now you're on the first page. It is a process. So just so you understand the timeline, within 3 to 5 business days, your website will be completed for you to review and let us know if you have any changes. Okay, that need to be made. Now, within 6 to 10 days, you will receive a PIN code that comes from Google. It looks like a postcard. Now, the PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Okay? With the directory submission, we'll have you listed in the directories within 5 to 7 days. typically what it does state in our terms and conditions is that your business will have first page placement in the local map section, okay, between 30 to 45 days. Now, I will tell you this, that we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I've seen it sometimes where it's happened sooner. So, you know, in the meantime, getting you on those additional directories is going to help you get that traction. Now, the other option that we do have, you know, just to kind of run that by you as well, is Facebook ads. Do you happen to have a personal Facebook? I know you don't have one for the business, but do you have a personal Facebook page?
I don't. I'm trying to get out of social media.
Okay, got it. Well, just so you know, Kevin, I know I have my mom on social media, and sometimes she drives me crazy.
Yeah.
I can't post mm-hmm. I ate somewhere because then she's like, where's my plate? But just so you know, in the future, mm-hmm. it's always an option for you. You know, when it comes to social media, it's a really great conversion. It helps you reach a lot more larger customer base. And your ad would be appearing, you know, if someone's doing a search on Facebook, right, for carpet repair, okay, mm-hmm. they're within your area, they're going to see your Facebook ad appear on their feed, both on their desktop or even on their mobile device. So it does help you reach a huge customer base. And I mean, it's a great way, you know, for you to reach more new customers and interact even with past customers as well.
Yeah.
But I think the best package for you right now to go with would be to go with our local only package.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's something you would want to take advantage of, right? And give us a shot. That way we can prove it to you.
I'd be willing to do it a 2-month commitment.
Okay.
And see how it goes, how it plays out.
Now,
as far as building the website and all of that stuff, how does that process work?
Great question. So what you and I will do is we'll create the account. It takes about 10 or 15 minutes. We'll create the account. We'll go over billing. We're going to go over some notes as well, because from there, I'm going to set up what's called a client interview. You will be speaking with one of our technicians. And in that client interview, Kevin, is where I like to say that the magic is going to happen. Okay. So in the client interview, they're going to talk to you. They're going to basically be crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's. So they're going to re-verify the business information that you and I went over. They're going to talk to you about the website, if you have pictures, where you're going to send those photos. They'll talk to you about if you need a business logo. They'll go over that with you. So if you need a business logo, I can include it as well. It's at no additional cost. Okay? And then they'll talk to you about, like, the keywords, the services, you know, that you're providing, because we want to make sure that we're listing you for the proper keywords and keyword phrases. Okay. This is where I would say, Kevin, the real magic happens. I like to believe that it is with me, but it's not. It's in your client interview. And what we'll do is we'll block out an hour. So that way, when you speak with a technician, the client interview can take between, I would say, 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. Okay, and we'll schedule it at a time that is convenient for you. Okay.
Okay. Now I have it's kind of like a description that I have written up and I sent out to people who would be other businesses that would usually like property managers and carpet cleaners and real estate agents. And it was kind of a 1-page description of my experience and what I do. Would it be easier for me to scan that or just send it in an email?
I would say when you have your client interview, because they're going to talk to you about the website, right? Like the content that they're going to be creating. They do a mission statement on the website. They do a bio about your business. So I think that's where that would fit best. Because it's kind of telling a story about your company. We want them to get to know more about, you know, what your specialty is, how long you've been in business, your experience. So that's what would be noted. I would say that's something that you would provide in your client interview, and they can provide you with an email address where you would send any pictures that you might have, or any other content that you would want us to create. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's good that you have something like that. It does tend to make things a little easier, right?
Yeah.
What's the best email address for you, Kevin? This is where we would send correspondence as well as your receipt.
Okay. So it would be my last name, which is WILDIE.
Uh-huh.
And then first initial K. So WILDIEK.
Okay.
12345.
Mm-hmm.
@gmail.com.
Okay. And I don't want to mispronounce your last name. Is it Wildy?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's Wildy K for Kevin, and then 12345 mm-hmm. @gmail.com, correct?
Right.
Okay. So the first thing that I'm going to do right now, Kevin, is I'm sending you two emails. Now, the first email that I am sending you, it's going to be labeled Google Advertising. It's going to show you that the pricing for our local-only package, as I mentioned, is going to be $199 month-to-month. It's going to entail everything that we're including in the program. And I also put an example of a website. Keep in mind, it's for an electrician. I know it's not your category, but just to kind of give you an idea of how the website will look, the layout. I'm also okay. sending you a second email, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The second email in the subject, it's going to say Client Dashboard Analytics. So you will be able to track your success with our program. It gives you an idea of how our reporting system looks. This way you can get familiar with it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then the number that we are speaking on, Kevin, are you able to receive text messages by chance on this number?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sending you over two text messages. Now, the first text message that I am sending you is going to have the number to our customer service. Anytime that you have a change, an update, a question, a concern regarding your account, you would contact customer service. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let me send that over to you. And then I'm also sending you a second text message. Now it's going to have a link to a YouTube video. The video, I would say, Kevin, it's about 6 minutes long. It's important that you do watch the video when you have time. It's going to actually give you a demonstration on how you go in and view your reports. So this way you can get familiar with it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. And then your first name, do you spell it K-E-V, as in Victor, I-N? This is just for the account purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And your last name is W, as in William. I, L as in Larry, D as in David, I as in ice cream, E as in Edward, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and the number that clients would contact you on, as well as the number that we would reach you at, is 916-412-3247. Is that the best number?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this is very important because we do want to ensure that we're listing the company name correctly. I currently see it now listed on Home Advisor, Angie's Leads, it says Wildy Carpet Repair and Wildy and Son Flooring. Is that how you want it listed?
Well, the actual business name under the business license and the insurance is, it's actually Wildy and Son Flooring. But I guess I would go ahead and just stick with, Kevin Wildy Carpet Repair.
Kevin Wildy Carpet Repair. Okay.
Yeah.
So I am going to note it as, and I'm going to go over that with you. So you said, Kevin, how did you want me to list it? Because we're going to make sure it's listed like this all across the board where we're promoting your business. You said Kevin Carpet Repair?
Kevin Wildy Carpet Repair.
Okay. And then
and
after
Wildy.
That, okay, and that's the and symbol. The and symbol, correct?
Yes.
And then, okay, so I'm going to list it as Kevin Wildy Carpet Repair, the and symbol, Wildy, the word and, Sun Flooring, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we're also going to have Google send out that pin code to you, and it will come in the mail. It looks like a postcard. Remember that the pin code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. What address are we going to have Google mail that out to? I do see a 425 Crestfield Circle. It's an address that's actually showing on your home advisor. Would that be the address?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's Roseville, California, 95678, correct?
Right.
Is that by chance your home address?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to hide the address. We don't want your address showing on Google, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then for the payment, the card that you're using today, Kevin, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
No, it's my name.
Okay, and is it just Kevin Wildy, or is there like a middle initial?
It's just Kevin Wildy. Hold on a second.
No worries. Take your time.
I'm trying to get it out right now.
No worries. Take your time. Yeah, when you throw out your back, that is not the business. I'll tell you that much. I've done that in the past, and oh my gosh, I was like laid out for a couple of days.
Yeah, this is going on 4 days.
Oh, my goodness. Are you taking anything like ibuprofen or anything like that to kind of help?
I try and stay away from that stuff. I'm just doing icing.
I'm the same way.
I'll go in tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't like taking anything at all. And I'll tell you just the only thing that I did take, I'll tell you when I had gotten COVID a while back, is I took the Tylenol and Theraflu, but I didn't want to mess with any of the other stuff, you know. I was like, I'm good.
Yeah, I get it, yeah. Okay, yeah, so it's Kevin Wildy on the card.
Okay, same billing address as well, the 425 Crestfield Circle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And there's no unit number or anything like that, correct?
No.
Okay.
Unit number, no.
Okay, just want to make sure because that's super important that the PIN code gets to you. And then, is it a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for the card number when you are.
It's 4494-6587-9048-3770.
When does it expire?
0125.
And what's the CVV on the back?
The security code?
Yes, please.
7784.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. You said 4494-6587-9048-3770, correct?
Right.
And it expires January of the year 25, and then the security code on the back is 784, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So before I process your payment, Kevin, I am going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. It's going to outline our service agreement. It's actually an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing with your invoice. Now, as I'm walking you through it, Kevin, if there is anything that you do not understand, just do me a favor and stop me. Say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it and then I'll rephrase it. I just want to make sure that before we process your payment, Kevin, that you do have a clear and firm understanding. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Kevin Wildy, Carpet Repair and Wildy & Son Flooring.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Kevin Wildy, Carpet Repair Specialist.
Okay. And your title within the business, are you the owner, the president?
I'm actually in partnership with my dad, but he's
okay.
Starting to retire.
Okay, so you would say partner. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And what this means, Kevin, just to kind of let you know, you might get a call from another company that's, you know, an outside company, right, trying to sell you another type of service. They are not related to Local Splash. All you have to tell them is, I'm already working with someone, thank you, and you don't have to entertain the phone call. So just be aware that you might get a call like that, okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Other than, I think Angie's Lead is the only one that I'm using.
Yeah, so I'll explain this one because I usually do. What this means is we're not saying you can't do additional online marketing. We're just saying that before you do, give us a call and let us know. This way we can reference it and make sure we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you spending more money if you don't need to. That's what that means, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, April 1st, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $199. This will be a 2-month verbal commitment. So your following payment will be on May 1st, okay, in the amount of $199. Now, this is a reoccurring payment. So when the term is completed, when you complete your 2 months, you're still on a month-to-month, and you'll automatically be charged the $199 every first of the month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Once your term is completed, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now, Kevin, is I'm going to be updating the package and then I'm going to process the payment. I do want to schedule your client interview, and I'm taking a look at the calendar now. Let's take a look and see what we have available, because I do want to schedule it at a time that is convenient for you, okay? I'm trying to see what we have available. Now, remember that we will block out an hour. And it can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes. You don't need to be in front of a computer. They're basically going to re-verify the information that you and I went over, talk to you about the website. So they'll go over a lot more in detail, okay? So if I look at the calendar right now, I want to try to schedule it as quickly as we can. If I'm looking at the calendar for now, I do have an appointment. The latest appointment I have available for today, the latest would be 1 to 2 o'clock. I have appointments, just so you know, available. That would be the only appointment for today, it looks like. We're pretty full. Wow. Would 1 to 2 o'clock work for you today? If not, then we would be looking at Monday.
Let's go for Monday because I'm...
Okay.
I
know. I was going to say, okay, so Monday, I have appointments starting from 8 to 9, 9 to 10, all the way through, the latest appointment would be 3 to 4. What time works best for you? And then I can look and see what we have available.
Let's say 8 to 9 on Monday morning.
8 to 9, perfect. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to set up your client interview. They're going to call you on Monday, which is, and I'll give you that date right now, and you'll receive an email with a calendar invite. So on Monday, between 8 and 9 o'clock, they're going to call you from an 877 number, okay? It's very important that you answer all calls within that hour, okay? So you will receive as well a reminder an hour before. We'll send you a friendly reminder just to remind you of your upcoming client interview, okay? And then let me get that email sent to you, and then we're just going to go over a couple of notes. You should have received a receipt. It was sent both to your email as well as your text messages. Let me know if you see that there. It'll say initial invoice. Dear Kevin Wildy, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Yeah, I have it on my text.
Awesome. So if you can go ahead and open that up for me, and what it's going to say is, Dear Kevin Wildy, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your initial invoice is located below this email, right? And then do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Okay.
So you're going to click on where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Okay, I did.
Okay, now it takes you to a page that says Local Splash, Terms of Experience, correct? Okay, so if you could do me a favor, scroll all the way down to the very bottom of it. It'll show for a signature, right? But right above that, right above the signature, there's a little box to the left, and right next to it, it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is accurate and correct. So you'll click on that little box because you are saying that it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment. And then where it says signature, okay, you are going to type in your name, just Kevin Wildy, exactly as it reads. You don't need to put the date because it's already there. And then once you do that, then you'll go ahead and click on confirm signature. Let me know, because the next thing you should see is it's asking you for username and password. Let me know when you see that. So you'll type in Kevin. You'll type in Kevin and then a space and then Wildy.
Yeah, I did that, and I'm pushing confirm signature, but it's not responding.
Okay, did you click in the little box that said I certify?
Is it? So all I'm seeing right now is just confirm signature and then a cancel option.
Okay, do you see right above where the signature was? There was that little box to the left, right? Okay.
Okay. And then just create an account?
Oh, you don't need to create the account. So let me explain this part to you. So this is where you go in to see your reports. That's why I want you to watch that video, okay? Once you have your client interview, the technician, from there, they're going to actually be creating a username and a password for you. But I wanted you to see this part, okay? We don't have the username and password yet. They will send you a separate email. Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to have your customized tracking and reporting system already set up. So they'll send you a separate email with this link, a username and a password, okay? So the password, you'll be able to update it to a password of your choice because we'll generate a password for you, okay? So I wanted to make sure that you saw this part, all right?
Okay.
And then now for the services that we're going to list you for, I know we talked about carpet repair. What else do you want me to notate on here? Carpet restretching. Is that something you want to be found for?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Okay, you let me know.
Or do you want me just to list?
Yeah, you could just give me some of the services that you want me to notate on here. In your client interview, when they conduct that, they're going to go over a lot more, but I just want to kind of give them a general idea so that way they know where to start from.
Okay. Well, stretching.
Uh-huh.
Patching, repairing damaged seams.
Repairing damaged what? I'm sorry. Repairing damaged
seams.
Seams. Okay.
Seams and transitions and rips. Repairing water and pet damage.
Okay.
Replacing padding and tack strip.
Replace.
And then I just have
padding and tack and what strip?
Tack strip.
Okay.
I just have all carpet problems and repairs.
Okay, beautiful. And that's residential and commercial?
Yeah.
Okay. What are your hours of operation?
8 to 5.
Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. 8 to 5. And what forms of payments do you accept?
So I have like Venmo.
Uh-huh.
And Cash App.
Mm-hmm.
Venmo, Cash App. And then.
Do you take cash, check, Zelle?
Cash and check.
Okay. So I put cash, check, Venmo, Cash App. Awesome.
Yeah.
And then I heard you mention earlier you're licensed and insured. It's not required. I just always ask.
Yes.
Okay. And then do you prefer a method of contact, phone, text, email, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone and text.
Phone and text. And then do you happen to have any pictures, maybe of some before and after photos of some of the work that you've done?
I think I still have some on my phone.
Okay. What about a business logo? Would you like us to create one for you? It's included. It doesn't cost you anything.
So you guys would create it? I don't have one.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll create it for you. Mm-hmm. I'll put in here that you need a business logo. We'll create it. We'll send it to you. If you like it, great. If you don't, then we can change it. Okay? It's included.
All
Okay. All right. Awesome. Well, it looks like I got everything down here. So just as a reminder, your client interview is scheduled for April 4th, which is Monday. They will be calling you, as a reminder, from an 877 number, okay, between 8 and 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You will receive that email reminder. We'll send it to you an hour before your client interview, just as a friendly reminder to let you know it's coming up, okay? And then just to go over the timeline again with you, now within 6 to 10 days, remember, Kevin, you're going to be getting this PIN code from Google. It will look like a postcard. It's going to come in the mail, and it'll say Google at the top. That is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. The technician will go over this as well. So once you receive that PIN code, we'll need that, okay? Now, within 3 to 5 business days, your website's going to be completed. We'll send it to you to review it before we have it go live, just to ensure that, you know, in case you have any changes, okay, before it goes live. Mm-hmm. Now, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all those popular directories. Do keep in mind that when it comes to the local listing, our promise is that you will have first page placement within 30 to 45 days. But as I mentioned to you earlier, I mean, I've seen sometimes where it's happened sooner. So once you get that PIN code, it's super important that you provide us that right away, because the sooner we get that, the sooner it's going to be listed, right? And yeah. And that's pretty much it. Any other questions for me before I let you get some more rest there?
No, not right now.
All right. Well, Kevin, I do want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. And, well, I want to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I also want to thank you again for your service. It is greatly appreciated.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, I hope your back gets better, and have a blessed weekend, okay?
Okay, thank you. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.